and bathroom countertops, cabinets, tile, shower inserts, and more. But I talk about the countertops all the time. When you walk into a bathroom or a kitchen, it's one of the first things you see. The material, the color, the pattern of that countertop, it all plays a major role in how that remodel is going to turn out. And over at Professional Floor Covering, they offer a large selection of quartz, granite, marble, and laminate countertops, and are here to help you find the perfect one that fits with both your lifestyle and your design. Professional Floor Covering is an Abbey Design Center, and you can find them at 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam or online at proflr.com. We're starting off Theater Week. We've got five straight days of a lot of theater talk coming here on Hometown Today, and we've got a great way to kick us off because we have a BDACT performance of Radium Girls coming up starting on November 7th. That's not that far away.
No, it's 11 days.
11 days away. Yes. And joining me today, you heard her voice right there, is director Rhiannon Page McCauley. We also have Kayla George, who's playing Grace Fryer, and Tom Castillo is playing Arthur Roeder. I want to thank the three of you, first of all, for coming in today. It's only been a couple months since I had Rhiannon in here, and we were talking about auditions. Talk about a quick turnaround.
Yeah.
How has this been for you guys, this 8 weeks or so, in lead up to getting Radium Girls going?
You guys want to take that, or...
Wow, yeah, she said 11 days. We didn't realize it was 11 days until she just counted it up just now.
And is that like the scary all of a sudden? You're like, wait,
yeah,
that's not that far away.
Yeah, I just immediately forgot all my lines. So
I get it. It's me every day on the show, so it's fine. I get it. Well, I would love to start a little bit and just learn a little background about you, and then shortly I would love to dive into Radium Girls. But first, Rhiannon, this was your first time directing after college.
Mm-hmm.
What has this process been like for you?
It has been so much better than I expected. Not that I didn't go into this with like being like, oh, this is going to be awful or whatever. But I definitely was really nervous coming into this. I wasn't sure, especially as like a young woman fresh out of college, what the levels would be of. Like, how much are people going to trust me? How much are people going to respect me? Is this going to be something that I have to really fight for? And it's been so, like, everyone from cast to crew to, like, people in the theater has been so, so supportive of the project. They've been so, like, trusting of me. If I have an idea, they're like, yeah, let's do it. Like, we'll figure out how to make it happen. And it's just been amazing, like, how many people, the support that I've gotten, not only from BDACT, but also just from the community as a whole, has been, sorry, morning voice, has been so, like, amazing. And, yeah, I'm really, really happy to be starting my career here.
Well, I'm so happy to hear it's going well, and it makes me very proud that Beaver Dam and BDACT has been so good to you so far. And I have to flip it over here, because I would love to hear from the performers as well. A little background about you. How long have you been in theater? What has this experience for you been like?
Yeah, so I started acting on stage in 2021. So it's only been a couple of years, but I've mostly in Watertown have done shows. So it's been really good to like kind of find a community of actors like that, because I had never had that before. And it's just so fun to play a different character and be somebody else for a while and kind of feel emotions outside of yourself and kind of become that person and live in their world for a little bit.
Well, I'm excited to hear that you're in Beaver Dam and you're liking the transition.
Yeah, it's been great.
It's close to 5 years. Hope we have many, many more with you as well. Yeah. And Tom, I would love to hear from you. What's your theater background look like? When did you start getting involved?
I started acting mostly in the early 90s. And then when I got here, and actually that was, in the early 1990s. Wow. Anyway, I've been here now since 1998, and so in the theater, and actually I'm on the board for the Beaver Dam Area Community Theater, so I've been happy to be part of that, and this is actually my second time on the board, because I took a 20-year hiatus, but you know, you had to wait a year before, but I stretched out. So yeah, I've done a lot of with the theater here, and just really happy to be able to be part of it. I've been on a hiatus for about 13 years, 12 years, something like that, since my last performance. So
we're happy to have you back.
Oh, I love being with these people. And Rhiannon, she is an awesome director.
She really is.
I mean, you know, like she said, this is her first one out of college. And she really you know, just excites the cast. I mean, when we get in there every day, so it's just, and I wish it was every day because it just seems like four days a week is not enough because it's just kind of like you really have to be, you know, keep at it. Mm-hmm. So she does a great job of getting us going every night.
Everybody I feel like I've heard from is really fired up about this show that is involved, whether they're a part of the play or just have heard about it. I would love to hear a little bit more for people at home that aren't familiar what Radium Girls is actually about.
Yeah. So Radium Girls is a true story. So we have the discovery of radium with Madame Marie Curie. Her real name was Madame Maria Sklodowska Curie. She was Polish. A lot of people don't know
that. Another Pole. Let's go.
And so she discovers radium. Well, she was working with someone named Dr. Von Sashaki. There's different pronunciations of it. And Dr. Von Sashaki ended up coming to America, and he invented this paint that he referred to as Undark. And during World War I, they discovered that they can paint the numbers on watch dials with this paint. Now, this was before we knew what we know now about radium and radioactivity and the dangers about it. And so they hire hundreds and hundreds of young girls. I mean, the youngest one was 11 years old that we know of. And the oldest one, they usually tapped out around like 26 years old. So very young, like kids and then young women. And they were employed to paint the dials on these watches. And the way that they did this is they had camel hair brushes and they would mix the radium with an adhesive. And they were taught to, by their supervisors, by the company, to point the brushes on their lips. Oh. We're told it was totally safe. And radium was a huge thing in the 1920s. It became such a novelty. It was being put, or marketed as being put, into the beauty products and all of this stuff. And all these girls are sitting there putting it in their mouths. And their quota was 200 dials a day.
Wow.
So think about that. Some girls would be pointing it multiple times per number. Other girls would get through multiple numbers and then point it. Well, in the 1920s, all of a sudden, these women start dying. They start like having in their 20s these aches and pains that would make you think they're 80. And it's just horrific, like what happens. I'm not going to go into super much detail because I don't want to like gross people out. If you really want to know, look it up. But they start having cancer. They start having all this stuff. And at first, one girl dies, and they say it's syphilis. There's no way she had syphilis, but that was what they put on the death certificate. Well, when all of the other girls start going, and they realize it's actually because of the radium. Now the company has to decide, like, do we own up to this and pay these medical bills for these young women? Because these were all, like, working-class women. A lot of them were daughters and granddaughters of immigrants coming over through Ellis Island. So the company had to decide what they were going to do about that. And unfortunately, they made not the right choice. Wow. And so the women ended up suing. There was a lawsuit. And these are plants all over the country. So the one that our play focuses on was in Orange, New Jersey. But there are other plays. There's one called These Shining Lives that focuses on the women in Ottawa, Illinois. But we focus on Orange, New Jersey. And there was a lawsuit with five women, Grace Fryer being one of them, against the company. And later on, you'll see what happens with the lawsuit. It's history. It's not spoilers. But they ended up getting a settlement. But the company did not face any criminal charges. They pretty much just like paid and then were totally fine. And the company actually, the last dial painting company with radium did not close until 1978.
That's unbelievable. So they knew about this for nearly 50 years and they kept going.
Scientists knew about the dangers of radium since 1906. The lawsuit did not end until 1928.
So they knew even at the beginning of this, when these women were getting involved, the company was already fully aware that this was dangerous for them.
There were people who knew, yes.
Yeah. That is crazy.
There were multiple people who knew. Now, the supervisors were also women. We have her in our show. Her name is Alma McNeil. And so I don't want to paint the supervisors out as bad people, right? And also, I mean, this whole show is so well written in that it really makes you question, like, who is the bad people? Like, you know, Arthur Roeder, yes, he made bad decisions, but he did so as a way to protect his family. He did so as a way to protect his business. And, you know, who really is the bad person here?
Not everything's black and white. There's a lot of gray.
Black and white. There's so much gray and, unfortunately, a lot of glowy green. And,
that was well done.
Thank you. So it's just very, like, I mean, everyone has been affected by the Radium Girls. Whether you have been screened for cancer, all of that research came from studying the aftermath of the Radium Girls, their children, their relatives, and their bodies afterwards. So even after these women died, Grace Fryer died in 1933, as did Catherine Schaub. Irene died in 1923. And those are the three main girls that are really talked about in this show. But even years after, there were still studies being done. And so if you've ever worked a job with OSHA, that's because of the Radium Girls. If you've ever had to wear like PPE or, you know, when you work, like I know specifically if you work fast food, you have to do all that training about harmful chemicals. That's because of the Radium Girls. And any cancer screening, cancer radiation treatment, all of that is because of the Radium Girls. So we benefit from them and their sacrifice, even though they didn't know it and probably didn't want to. Every single day. So, yeah.
Well, this sounds like it's going to be a fascinating watch for people at home. I know we have to take a quick break, but
yes.
We have a lot
Sorry,
more.
I talked the whole time.
No, you are completely fine. We have a lot more to talk about. When we come back, I'd love to dive a little bit more where it'll be. I want to learn about your characters individually from Tom and Kayla. And then, again, I mean, this is a fascinating oral history that we're hearing right now about a situation that wasn't talked about nearly enough. Until you have things like this. So very cool thing that you're doing. But we will be talking more Radium Girls on the other side of the break here on Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
From the floor to the ceiling and the walls in between, you'll find it on sale at Professional Floor Covering during the October Gold Tag Sale. Hi, this is Randy, owner of Professional Floor Covering, inviting you to shop and save during the October Gold Tag Sale. Save on every Abbey carpet in the store. Abbey carpets give you durability and beauty with a 60-day quality assurance guarantee. No questions asked. Shop our Staten carpet line offering high quality, beautiful designer patterns and styles. You'll find an impressive selection of stock carpet to shop with 40 rolls to choose from. We're also making it easy for you to go green with a renewable resource. Check out our wool carpet display for a durable, natural stain fighter option that looks and feels great. Shop and save all month long during the October Gold Tag Sale at Professional Floor Covering, 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam, and online at proflr.com.
Are you a parent looking for the perfect part-time job? Join Lamer's Bus Lines in Waupun as a school bus driver. Enjoy flexible schedules that work around your kids' school day, great wages, and say goodbye to those expensive childcare costs. No experience, no problem. They'll provide the training. Let's work together to drive our future at Lamer's Bus Lines. Apply today at Lamer's Bus Lines in Waupun or online at golamers.com/careers.
1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV are proud to be South Central Wisconsin's spot for local high school play-by-play. High school sports fans are passionate, loyal, and hold on to a lifetime of memories. You can be a part of those memories and build your business's brand along the way by partnering with us to sponsor high school sports. For more info on how you can become part of the excitement, leave a message at 920-885-4442 or click the Contact Us tab at DailyDodge.com.
From the moment you arrive, so many reasons why.
McKinstry's Home Furnishings is the place where you should be.
Discover the inventory reduction sale at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. Hi, this is Sandy. We're having a huge inventory reduction sale. Save big on all in-stock merchandise. For example, Lazy Boy recliners starting at $399 and love seats starting at $599. Sofas, sectionals, dining sets, and mattresses are all on sale. Interest-free financing until April is available. All of the end tables, lamps, and pictures have been discounted for this sale. Many items are one of a kind. Stop in and discover the inventory reduction sale going on through Tuesday, November 4th at McKinstry's Home Furnishings, downtown Beaver Dam, where customers matter and quality counts since 1858.
Year after year, McKinstry's.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. DynaGlow vent-free infrared wall heaters are perfect for supplying indoor supplemental heating. They work with either liquid propane or natural gas and require no electricity to operate, making them perfect for garages, basements, and power outages. View our entire selection of DynaGlow heaters on Menards.com. Plus, you can check our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Attention Dodge County area nonprofits. Do you support children and families in need? Then now's the time to apply for the 2026 Good Karma Brands John Moser Children's Radiothon. For over 25 years, the Radiothon has raised millions of dollars to help local organizations like yours make a real difference. Deadline is January 31st. Apply today on the Radiothon page at DailyDodge.com and be part of something powerful for our kids and community.
Hi, it's Randy from Professional Floor Covering, making sure you don't miss what's happening in your hometown. It's Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering. It's also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. We have our first Pack Attack party of the year coming up this Sunday, November 2nd, over at Tower Lanes in Beaver Dam. And you're going to be able to enjoy a light lunch from Pizza Ranch and the market at Beaver Dam. So plus drink specials, we're going to have giveaways. There's meat raffles throughout the event to benefit the Good Karma Brands, John Moser Children's Radiothon. And of course, there's going to be a ton of TVs to watch the Green Bay Packers take on the Carolina Panthers. Plus you can register to win the best seat in the house from McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. Doors open at 11. Lunch is served at halftime. And of course, we have our second and final one that will be coming up December 7th against those Bears down in Chicago. Now, we're back to theater week here on Hometown Today. And we're joined this morning to talk a little bit about the BDACT performance of Radium Girls starting on November 7th. We have director Rhiannon Page McCauley. We have Kayla George playing Grace Fryer. And we have Tom Castillo playing Arthur Roeder. And Tom and Kayla, I would love to start in this block learning a little bit more about Arthur Roeder and Grace Fryer, who these people were and what this experience for you has been like.
Yeah, so Grace Fryer, she was in a big family. She has, I think, seven siblings. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so she, very poor family. She has to go to work at the radium company painting dials at 15. So she was a literal child working.
Freshman in high school. Yeah. That's what you're talking about doing this.
She had to drop out of school, though she didn't want to. She enjoyed painting. That was kind of her thing. But she, yeah, she had to work at this young age, and I just can't imagine that and having to be kind of the main breadwinner for your family. Like, her father did work, but he didn't get consistent work. And his mom, I think, or her mom also worked, but obviously not enough to, she didn't make enough to kind of support the family. So there's a lot of pressure on Grace to be this mature older sister who's kind of also watching her siblings and taking care of them. So she's more like a mother to them.
I got to imagine it. This has got to be heavy for you and difficult, because this isn't just like a fictional play where there's trauma. This is a real life person in a very tragic event. Mm-hmm. How's that been for you, having to actually play this in this impossible moment of this young woman's life?
Yeah, it's been very different playing a character that was actually a human being that existed and not just like a fictional character, because I've always been playing, you know, these ditzy women who are not very well written, but now I'm kind of playing this character as like the total opposite, where it's like she has a lot to unpack, and she has so much pain from this radium company that totally just threw her under the bus and just kind of was like, oh, it's your fault, you were putting the paint in your mouth. But she didn't know that it was like affecting her in that way. So now she's trying to kind of be like, hey, you guys told us to do this. Where's our compensation kind of thing? And she has to deal with that the whole play. And she was a child, so she's trying to figure this out growing up, and having to deal with this awful thing happening to her. She's getting very sick, and she dies very young. And it's just kind of very heavy to play, but it's been, I think, really good to kind of play the depth and kind of feel that.
A challenge, I imagine.
Yeah.
Well, and this is unique too, because Tom, it sounds like Arthur is one of the people that we might not be calling it black and white, like he's a bad guy, but he is a part of this process and why this all occurred. Can you tell us a little bit about Arthur Roeder first and what that's been like for you?
Yeah, Arthur Roeder is the president of the United States Radium Corporation.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and when I tell people that, their first response is, so you're the villain. And it's not that simple. He's very complex throughout this play. He starts out being, it seems like a very nice guy running the company. And yet, as we go through and he starts to realize this is not as good a thing as it should be, he's got to protect the company. He's got to protect his family. And that's really where I see him starting out. You know, it's kind of like I'm taking this position. He's moved up from being a vice president to being the president, from being a plant manager to being the president of this company. And, you know, he's gone in there. He's saying, hey, I've got a great job. I'm going to be able to, support my wife and his daughter, Harriet. So he'll be able to go ahead and do all these wonderful things. And yet, you know, we see things happening now that, make him question, you know, what's going on and how do you balance all of these things? And it's not easy because, the relationship that he has with Grace in the beginning, is deteriorating faster than the radium is causing it to. I mean, it's just, it's unfortunate because he realizes, it's not that he's a villain, but that he's made mistakes. And that's the way I see him as this play goes on, as an evolving character. So it's a challenge because it's not just I can just say this is who he is from beginning to end, and that's kind of the most interesting thing about playing Arthur Roeder and his relationships, not just with the radium girls, but with the attorneys and his coworker, his main guy that he works with, Charlie Lee. And, they seem to be best friends in the beginning, but things have changed. And the relationship with Dr. Von Shishaki, the inventor of this paint. So he starts out as a salesman, and he does a good job as being a salesman. Unfortunately, what he's selling is not a good product.
Yeah, it sounds like there's a lot of depth to the characters like this. And because this is a real story, there are so many different layers, and there is a lot of that gray area, it sounds like, in this performance. I know we have to hit our bottom of the hour news break real quick, but we still have plenty to talk about on the other side. This is a fast turnaround. We still have 6 performances that are starting next week on Friday, November 7th. We'll dive into more of that right on the other side of the break here on Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
ABC News, I'm Mike DeBusky. Hurricane Melissa, now upgraded to a Category 5 storm, is bearing down on Jamaica. It's expected to make landfall either late tonight or early tomorrow morning. ABC's Ike Ajachi reports from Kingston.
You're asked to evacuate now!
The storm already dumping torrential rains and triggering severe flooding and destruction across the Caribbean, killing 3 people in Haiti and 1 in the Dominican Republic. Here in Kingston, anxiety is rising. Shelves already empty at supermarkets, with shoppers grabbing bottled water, canned goods, and flashlights as families prepare for power outages and sheltering in place.
In Florida, volunteers have been preparing aid boxes containing food and other basic necessities to help families across the parts of the Caribbean affected by the storm. President Trump is in Tokyo today, the second stop on his tour through Asia. On Thursday, he meets with Chinese President Xi Jinping to discuss trade. This is ABC News.
Breaking news. You need a new mattress. For all kinds of breaking news, stick with your trusted source, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, broadcasting in the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
Today's news and sports headlines were brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They're here for every age and stage of life. Find more information at prairieridge.health.
From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell. Wisconsin's food share program will run out of money on Friday if the federal government shutdown continues. Food share is 100% funded by the federal government and could leave nearly 700,000 people in Wisconsin without food. Senator Tammy Baldwin says time is running out before the government shutdown causes the cost of health insurance premiums to go through the roof for tens of millions of Americans. Democrats and Republicans can't agree on when to take up repealing Medicaid cuts and extending Obamacare subsidies. A police officer shot someone to death responding to a disturbance last night in Fort Atkinson. The officer was wearing a body camera. They've been placed on administrative leave. That's standard operating procedure. The Wisconsin Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigation is looking into it. Renovations to the Beaver Dam Community Library are running on schedule. Library officials say it should be ready to reopen in 4 to 7 months. Library Director Sarah Cornoyer says the extra 3 months leeway gives crews time to deal with surprises. Meanwhile, services are available at the library's temporary location next to Aldi. Fans at high school sporting events in Wisconsin have a new tool to use against fans who can't behave. The WIAA has launched the Hear It, See It, Report It initiative. Now if you encounter bad behavior at a game, you can report it by scanning a QR code at events or filling out an online form. I'm Terry Bell, reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at DailyDodge.com.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
In sports, Beaver Dam football season came to an end in River Falls on Friday night as they fell to the Wildcats 48-21. The Sekel scrimmage is going to take place at the Beaver Dam High School at 5:30 on Tuesday. You can follow along on the action on that one on Daily Dodge TV. The Beaver Dam High School cross-country team season came to an end on Saturday at the Manitowoc Sectional. The girls finished 7th while the boys were in 12th. On the girls' side, Claire Bates was 20th, Allison Zewald was 27th, and Jenna Norenberg was 32nd. Nate Smith led the boys with a 44th place finish. At the Division II Sectional at Portage, Waupun sent a pair of runners to state with at-large bids at the D2 Portage Sectional. Bella Buffington earned an at-large bid while Efron Guardiola is heading to state for the boys. That's your Daily Dodge Sports Center. I'm Wally Lukashensky on 95.3 WBEV.
At Prairie Ridge Health, women's health is a lifelong journey. We're here with you every step of the way, from routine gynecology care to pregnancy, menopause, and everything in between. Our compassionate team provides expert care tailored towards women's health. With flexible appointments and convenient locations in Beaver Dam, Columbus, and Sun Prairie, we are here to support your journey. Learn more at prairieridge.health. Prairie Ridge Health, inspired by you.
Today's news and sports headlines are brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They're here for every age and stage of life. Find more information at prairieridge.health.
The All-Star Request Show with Jeff and Cindy Lou on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Lots of sunshine today with daytime highs approaching 57. Winds out of the east, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies again. Tonight, lows dip down to about 39. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 57. A blend of clouds and sun and dry Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Right now, It's 46 degrees.
Hi, I'm Julia Schultz with Charleston House Senior Living Community in Beaver Dam. I'd love to invite you to visit us this fall. We're offering a great fall move-in special you won't want to miss. Our high-end senior living and memory care community feels like home, with spacious units and personalized programs with 24/7 staff. You can feel confident your loved one is in great hands. Come see what makes Charleston House so special. We're located at 104 Fakes Court, Beaver Dam. Call today to schedule a tour. 920-219-4941.
Workdays can be unpredictable, but your workwear shouldn't be. With the Cintas Apparel Plus program, you'll have freshly laundered garments for everyone on your team delivered every week. Cintas has workwear for just about any job imaginable, with high-performance fabrics and an uncompromising fit that stretches and moves with you. Don't leave looking and feeling good to chance. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Hey neighbor, this is Randy, owner of Professional Floor Covering, welcoming you back to Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering. It's also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. I am joined by one of my favorite people in the world. It's Diana Ogle Mondays here, and talking a little bit about Park Village Shopping Center. Diana, how are you today?
I am blessed and unstoppable today, my favorite people in the whole world. You haven't met everybody in the world.
I'm not lying either. That's just absolute truth. And tell you what, and part of it is just because you keep telling me about all this wonderful stuff all the time that's going on over there at Park Village Shopping Center. And I got a few I have to ask you about today, because I tell you what, Diana, you know I love my suspenders, my button-downs. I get, like, I'm a slob, and I end up spilling all over myself, and I don't know where to go to get it taken out. I know over at Park Village Shopping Center, there's a place for me.
The laundromat. I'm telling you, let's just talk sexy laundromat, shall we?
Oh, you better believe it.
I mean, these guys were, I mean, this group of folks over there that own this now are just phenomenal. And I will give a personal note, when our house got hit by a tornado, I mean, I gathered up some of the stuff that I could salvage, and I took it over there, and I just said, you know, I know you got the big thing. They go, tell you what, you leave it here, we'll do it for you.
I love that. It doesn't surprise me either. I mean,
holy moly, that was so amazing. So they've got big hearts. They do a lot in the community as well, you know, and a lot of times at Park Village Shopping Center, people think, Wally, I know you and I do think of food a lot. I
mean, you better believe it, Diana.
Howdy. I mean, that's just what we do. And so we've got a lot of food and a lot of yummy stuff going on there. But, you know, we've got Celerity Staffing Solutions.
That's absolutely right. Yeah. So if I'm looking for, you know, I'm Wade's out of town, I'm going to screw something up this week, I'll probably be out of a job next week. So at that point, that's where I got to go and figure everything out.
I would. Danielle and Tara over there have got it going on. I mean, I'm telling you, I'd hire you, though.
You would?
Oh, sure.
You know what? That's good to know. If I am out of a job next week, I would be happy to be your personal assistant, Diana.
Well, who wouldn't want to be my personal assistant? I'm telling you, so the folks at Celerity Staffing Solutions, it says it all right in their name, Staffing Solutions. You know, these guys sit there and they talk to you and figure out what your career choice would be. They're not just going to get you a job. There's like, what's your career choice? And they go through this whole vetting process and sit down with you and talk about, you know, do you want to do this? Are you an admin? Are you in manufacturing? I mean, what do you got going on? And they have got years of experience. I mean, Tara and Danielle have had, I'll bet you, 20 years of experience between the two of them or more.
Wow.
Probably. And they're just so good. You know, they may have some part-time stuff. If you want to get a little side hustle going before Christmas gets here, earn yourself some extra cash, they may have that available for you. So that's all good. That's good.
I might need that, too. You know, believe this or not, the radio game doesn't pay the way that you think it would, Diana. So I might need to go get that second job.
You might. I mean, I was in the radio business when Moses was a baby. And so I've been in for a minute, you know.
I know what I'm talking about then.
I know. I started my career as a jock. I mean, I was a jock on a radio station in Iowa back in the day. And, but you know, Park Village Shopping Center has just such a diverse group of folks that bring a lot of different services. You know, a lot of people are, you know, when they get their They get a new house, and they got to figure out the mortgage, and they got their realtor, and they got all that. Well, they got to have it all titled.
Oh, I think I know where you might have to go then. I imagine you got to go to Knightberry Title.
I might imagine you're right, my friend. I mean, so you got to go there, and Dennis and his crew there are just, they're amazing. They've been with Park Village Shopping Center for quite a while, and, you know, Knightberry is, it's all over the United States. It is a large organization that really focuses on how we can make the process easier for you, because it's a lot of daunting paperwork you have to go through, and when they put all this paperwork in front of you, sign here, sign here, sign here, I mean, you're going to get writer's cramp.
Well, not only that, it's daunting, and it's just intimidating to begin with, and they're going to be able to help you out. You don't have to think that hard.
No, you don't. You just, and that's the cool part about it. They do all the heavy lifting for you, and basically what you do is you entrust what your realtor is going to tell you and what your financial institute is going to help you with. They bring everybody to the table, and they sit down, and they go, easy peasy, here you go. And so it is, Park Village Shopping Center just has a vast array of different things. I mean, we can talk about, you know, all the food that's there, which is phenomenal. And we do have another food coming. I'll talk about that next week.
Oh, get me excited for next week. But plus, I know we're going to have a lot of Thanksgiving things to talk about, too, and I'm looking forward to that.
I know. I mean, you can't have enough hot cross buns, my friend. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, amen. And, well, and Diana, you know that you have the best slogan in all of Dodge County, and I'm not going to let you get off the line until we hear it today.
Well, I shop Park Village Shopping Center. You should, too.
I love you, Diana. You're the greatest. I can't wait for next Monday. Thanksgiving's not far away. Neither's Christmas. And I know Park Village Shopping Center has us taken care of.
Absolutely. Let October go out with a bang and roar in with November, my friend. Have the best of the rest of your day.
Hey, you do the same, Diana. We'll see you next Monday.
You bet, honey. Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to take one final break today, and we're going to come back. We got to continue our conversation about Radium Girls. That's next here on Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Join ESPN Beaver Dam's Corey Sparks, Wally Lukaczynski, and Wade Bates in a Cover 5 pool. It's simple. Each week, pick five games against the spread. Then whoever finishes with the most points is a weekly winner. Points will be amassed based on that team's performance against the spread. Compete all season long for your chance at weekly prizes and bragging rights. The contest runs during the NFL regular season only from September 2nd to January 4th. The grand prize is a trip to none other than the amazing Chula Vista Resort and Water Park for four, plus four rounds of 18 holes and two GPS-enabled golf carts at Coldwater Canyon Golf Course, as well as dining passes. Weekly prize winners can claim an ESPN Beaver Dam hat.
Must be 18 years or older to enter. Must only valid to a driver's license.
Simply download the Cover 5 app and join the ESPN Beaver Dam League by entering code BD2025. Earn your chance to claim those prizes. Join Cover 5 today.
Orthopedic pain shouldn't disrupt every part of your life. If you've been avoiding activities you love, make a change. Contact Marshfield Clinic Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, because life is better with the freedom to move.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
As a proud sponsor of the WIAA, Rural Mutual roots for all of Wisconsin's student-athletes. Whether they're a hometown hero or they dream of the national spotlight, sportsmanship keeps Wisconsin strong. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA to learn more about how they support high school athletics.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
This week's White Construction High School Athlete of the Week is Brady Kleinhines of Marshall. The senior competes on the Cardinals football, basketball, and baseball teams. His favorite athletic moment is making his first career start at quarterback his sophomore season. And after graduation, he plans to attend the University of Wisconsin at Madison. Congratulations to Brady Kleinhines of Marshall. He's this week's White Construction High School Athlete of the Week.
Hey, it's Randy from Professional Floor Covering. You're listening to Hometown Today on the 5,000-watt flamethrower on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Welcome
Welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering, also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam, who invite you to come down and check out their area rug selection. Area rugs do far more than just cover your floors. They transform living spaces, define rooms, and express personal style. Area rugs serve multiple functional purposes in your home. They provide warmth and comfort underfoot, especially on cold hardwood, tile, or concrete floors. During Wisconsin winter, stepping onto a soft rug rather than a chilly floor can make all the difference in your home's comfort level. You can use an area rug to define and separate spaces, particularly in open floor plans. So stop in to McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam and let their staff help you find just the right area rug for you. We head back down to the Daily Dodge video studio and more with Wally.
And thank you very much, Kale. This is, you wouldn't know this, but I definitely tried to bring the show in at the same time you did. And that's why you're the producer and I'm just the talking guy that just sits down here and tries to survive an hour. Tell you what, though, I'm very excited this morning on Hometown Today. We're finishing up our discussion talking about the BDACT performance of Radium Girls. And that gets kicked off in November 7th, so that's about 11 days away. That is a very quick turnaround. And I'm joined by director Rhiannon Paige McCauley, Kayla George, who is playing Grace Fryer, and Tom Castillo with the hands over here. You see 11 days playing Arthur Roeder. 11 days. This is 8 weeks in the making, right around there. Are we ready? Are we comfortable? Are we fired up for what's coming next Friday?
Yes.
That's good. Well, I should point out, too, we do have six performances that will be going on over the course of about a week and a half, and there are going to be four nighttime performances. There are two matinees, but the first matinee only has 20 tickets left at this point.
Oh,
so you got a haul. If you want to get in there, can you kind of walk me through where this play will be taking place and what days and times people can expect?
Yeah, so our opening night is Friday, November 7th. And then, so we have, oh my gosh, I'm going to botch this so hard.
Oh, that's all right. I'm locked in.
Friday, November 7th and Saturday, November 8th at 7:30. And then Friday, November 14th and Saturday, November 15th.
Drilled it.
At 7:30. House opens at 7. I highly recommend that you get there right at 7. I'm not going to tell you why, but the earlier you show up, the more show you get.
Ooh,
so we got fun stuff planned. The moment house opens, there is already stuff for you to dive into. My background is in immersive theater, and so that's something that, and that's, I'm going to stop talking about that. But yes, and then also Sunday, November
9th.
I was going to say 8th. November 9th and Sunday, November 16th. But the matinees sell out like crazy. Like, we only have 20 seats left on that first Sunday, which is crazy to me.
Yeah, you're talking about over a week away and you're only almost sold out already.
Yes. And I, every time I check it, the number goes down. And I'm like, oh my gosh, thank you so much to everyone who's bought tickets already. Like, that means so much.
Well, that's, I mean, I'm looking at it right now. You better hurry on all of these, too, because I imagine this is going to be right over there at Encore Hall, if I remember right.
Yes, second floor of the theater. It's a big room. We're using it as if it's like a black box type space, which if you don't know what a black box is, it's a big room.
Well, and we talked a little bit about that with you in August, that this is a little bit different than some of the other looks that you might have had in other performances over there. Mm-hmm. So it is a second floor. And what is that environment like? Because I think you were telling me it's pretty unique up there in that on the stage and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that look like?
Yeah. So in your traditional theater, right, you have the raised stage and the audience is kind of below them. And I'm doing hand symbols, which would mean nothing if you're listening to this right now. But in the Encore Hall, it's the audience is on three quarters. So it's a three quarter thrust. You have audience on three out of four sides. And they are right up in the action. Like, the actors are on the same level as you. We have one raised platform. And but the actors are you know, as close as we are right now.
Wow.
Talking to each other. And so there is no fourth wall. You can't mentally, like, block yourself from what's happening. And that's the reason for that is because we want you to feel things. That's, like, the whole point of art. So, yeah, it's like, right, very intimate, very close in on the action. There's only 100 seats in the theater. So every night, 100 people get to have that experience, and we interact with you, and we, you know, bring you into the story, so you feel like you're one of us.
Well,
one of us.
Going just off of this hour, and then the time we talked in August, you can feel how tight knit this group is.
Yeah.
What has it been like to be able to build these relationships and know that you can count on one another to push you and to make sure that this play goes off as well as it can?
It's been great. It's like another family, really.
The most important thing, as you said, playing off one another is to be able to have that relationship with your fellow actor, with Grace's emotions and Kayla's emotions. But it's really Grace to me, or the woman that plays my wife in the, there's just all sorts of things that are going on. And, when they're acting, you respond to that. You know, if they're mad, you're mad, or, whatever it is. But it's that.
Putting you in that moment.
Yeah, in that moment, and so we have gotten to that point where we have a very tight-knit group.
Yeah, I'm so proud of them, because one of the things that, like, you think about as a director when you're casting the show is, like, will people get along with each other? That's so important to the health of the show. And performance and just, like, the experience for everyone is they have to be able to trust each other and they have to be able to trust me. And so if there's stuff happening behind the scenes that's, like, drama, or they don't trust me or they don't trust each other, that can really, like, break down the show. It makes me so happy that literally on, like, day one of rehearsals, they're joking with each other and we're having fun and we're being people with each other. And it means so much to me that, like, the cast, we laugh so much in rehearsals, which is crazy. I didn't think we would, considering the nature of the show.
Yeah, it's a heavy,
it's a very heavy show, but we laugh so much. We cry. We, like, it's such a beautiful bond that has been created, and I'm so happy with, like, how passionate the cast is about the show as well. Because, some people, everyone does theater for different reasons. I'm talking a lot. Everyone does theater for different reasons. I do this, like, I chose this show because I'm very passionate about the story, and I'm very passionate about, the story that I want to tell and all that. But some people come in and they're just like, I'm just looking for a fun thing to do at night. And that's great. But this whole cast, like, is so passionate about the story too. And they're really excited for the show, and they care about each other. They check in on each other after, like, difficult scenes and stuff. And it's just so beautiful to see. I'm very, very happy.
It's also, though, we have a lot of, we've got stage crew, we have lights, we have the sound, we have all of that other stuff that's going on that we really appreciate as actors too, because we appreciate
our
director.
Huge thank you to those
guys.
You don't see them on stage, but they deserve just as much credit for us being able to put on this performance as anybody else. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Shout out to Melina, my stage manager.
Oh,
she is so cool.
Yes, she is.
I can imagine. Well, it's a lot like here, where thank God for Kale up there, who does all the hard stuff, so we get to actually come down here and talk. It's very similar to when you go out there. They're doing so much hard work that is often underappreciated applauded, I feel like, by a lot of people. And then going back to what you were even talking about before, culture is probably a word that gets thrown around so much these days. But having a good culture, whether it be a workplace, whether it be a theater group, whether it be anything, that's where you get that special sauce that can make something great. If you don't have that on day one, you're already putting a ceiling on yourself. So it's really, really exciting to hear this group as tight-knit as it is. We only have about a minute left, but I would love to toss the floor to you. Anything that I haven't hit that we need to, obviously November 7th, but bdact.org, people can get their tickets. They can also see the show times. Have I missed anything else that we need to hit on?
First, I want to say thank you to our producers, Kevin and Mike. Thank you guys so much. You've been amazing. For anyone who is sensitive to things like gore, I just want to do a quick, like, trigger warning, content warning of the show. There is some gore, so viewer discretion is advised. There's some creepy spots. There's some very intense spots. So if that's something that you're like, I just want to watch fluffy musicals, then that's okay. Like, we'll catch you next time. Especially since it's close up like that. Everything that you see in the show, almost everything. Obviously, it's a dramatization. Yeah.
There it is. I have no idea how to say that word.
Dramatize. Yeah, you know what I mean.
They make it real.
But a lot of it is a true story. So we ask you, you know, approach the show with an open mind, approach the show with a willingness to learn. If your goal in life is to learn, then you will always succeed.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm really excited to hear how this goes. I really appreciate you three coming in. You've been great to talk with. And what a great way to kick off what's going to be a theater week. So
yeah,
very excited. Week. Good luck to you guys.
Thanks, Wally.
Theater week, more like theater strong.
Hey, I like that.
If I ever get famous, that is going to go so viral, and it is going to be like that, and like every video and picture on my mom's Facebook is just going to be everywhere.
They'll crop it out. It'll just be you three in the frame.
There you go.
Well, that's going to do it for us today on Hometown Today. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow with more here on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily.